radio.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on it, it'll take you to the archive shows section. And it's a great resource to catch up on all the latest and greatest relating to health and wellness. Today, we've got a lot of information to cover. It should be a really interesting show. We're going to introduce some concepts, and we're going to be talking about a free service that the Village Green is rolling out that is really designed and poised to completely revolutionize how people manage their health. And we're going to be talking with the expert who helped develop it over the last 13 years, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. Now, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno is the current president of Salugenics, Inc., and is the current non-managing chief medical advisor for the Village Green. He's one of the world's leading authorities on science-based natural medicine. Dr. Pizzorno is the founding president of Bastyr University, which became the first fully accredited multidisciplinary university of natural medicine and the first school of its kind to receive research funding from the NIH. His public service includes, he was on the advisory panel on the safety and efficacy of dietary supplements for the U.S. Congress. He's been on an advisory committee member for the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements. He has sat on the Seattle King County Board of Health. He served on the White House Commission of Complementary and Alternative Medicine Policy. He was appointed by President Bill Clinton in the year 2000. And he served on the Medicare Coverage Advisory Committee. He was appointed there by President George Bush in 2003. Since 2001, Dr. Pizzorno has he's led Salugenics, Inc., which develops science-based artificial intelligence-aided advice systems that provide personalized health promotion and self-care guidance. That's what we're going to be talking about today, mainly. The smart tools provided impressive statistics, improving individual health scores and lowering disease risk for the past 4 years of tracking with over 20,000 individuals in corporate wellness. Dr. Pizzorno partnered with Village Green Apothecary for the exciting new expansion into the consumer space and connecting with physicians through the patient's IQU. That's what the program is called. Dr. Pizzorno has written and co-authored so many great books and publications, including a textbook of natural medicine, Encyclopedia of Healing Foods, over 1.2 million copies of that book sold, Total Wellness, Natural Medicine for the Prevention and Treatment of Cancer. He's founding executive director of Integrative Medicine, a clinician's journal, and is on the editorial board of Alternative Magazine and Alternative Therapies Magazine, among others. So, Dr. Pizzorno, I could probably keep reading your bio for another hour here, but it's hopefully people understand that you've certainly pioneered pretty much a huge part of where natural medicine is now. So we thank you for that, and thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for the kind introduction, and I'm delighted to be with you today.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, in the intro, we kind of talked about you've devoted sort of the last 13 years, and I've seen the system of putting an amazing amount of work into developing an artificial intelligence type program to help people manage their complex health issues. And I think before we actually get into the nuts and bolts of what this tool and what you've developed actually does, why don't we just sort of take a step back and kind of take the 10,000 foot view, you know, the bird's eye view of what's going on with our healthcare system and, you know, some of the problems about what's really missing in today's mainstream medicine. Because, you know, Dr. Joe, I see it all the time. People are all the time flocking to naturopathic doctors, alternative medicine, alternative care, not necessarily necessarily because they believe drugs are bad and supplements are where it's at, but because they see fundamental flaws in how their doctors and how the medical system is managing them. Short visits, pushing everybody through, waiting till something goes wrong and then just prescribing a drug to fix it. Very little focus on prevention, very little focus, basically no focus on individualized care. So expand on that and kind of help us understand some of the big problems in mainstream medicine right now.
Well, I think you said that quite well. And it seems like kind of a strange conundrum where on the one hand, we have conventional medicine doing things that are just miraculous. But on the other hand, people are sick and they're getting sicker. And so why this disjunction between these two? And I think the answer to that is, if you look at conventional medicine, one of the reasons it became so successful is because it standardized disease. So standardized disease, standardized the diagnosis of disease, standardized the treatment of disease, and inherently then assume standardization of the people with the disease. So when you have a situation like an infection, well, that model works great.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly you have a bacterial infection in your lungs, you need an antibiotic to kill the bacteria, and everything's fine. When we look at the day-to-day health problems that people have, that model fails, and it fails seriously. And the reason it fails is because the vast majority of individuals, while they may have a named disease, they have very different reasons for having that disease. So we have something like diabetes. Now, one-third of the population is going to have diabetes. Well, diabetes means high blood sugar, but it doesn't say how you got to high blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got to high blood sugar because their pancreas doesn't work as well as it should because it's missing nutrients it needs. Other people have high blood sugar not because the pancreas is not working properly. It's actually producing too much insulin because the receptor sites on the cells don't respond to insulin as well as they should. And that's happening because they're deficient in chromium, for example, or they may be exposed to environmental toxin like a pesticide in the food that blocks receptor sites on the cells that are necessary for bringing sugar into the cells. So we start looking at why the person has the condition, you start realizing there's a wide range of reasons for it, and conventional medicine is not established to deal with it.
Right.
If you have high blood sugar, well, let's give you a drug to make you put out more insulin. Well, that's typically not the problem. The problem is the cells not responding to the insulin. That's what has to be addressed, and that is what's really quite complex.
Yeah, very complex, and it is. I mean, that is how we were trained as naturopathic doctors, is to look for that root cause and try and individualize each person's care to really understand what's going on and how to craft a plan that addresses that person's individual needs. So what I love what you've done is you've taken that philosophy and really put it into the nuts and bolts of your artificial intelligence program, which we're going to get into. But let's talk about some of the statistics. I mean, let's define the health problems and you know, why should we be alarmed about this? There's some really alarming statistics out there about what's going on with our healthcare.
Oh, it is an extreme concern. When you look at people and quote the prime of their lives, that means from age 18 to 65, you know, old enough not to have childhood disease and young enough not to have debility of old age, but supposedly the prime of their lives, half that population has one or more chronic degenerative diseases, and 15% have three or more chronic degenerative diseases. The average adult in our country is on four drugs every day. The average person over age 65 is on six or more drugs every day. Healthcare costs are out of control. And a lot of the reasons for the healthcare costs being out of control is adverse effects of conventional drugs.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at how much money we spend on a drug, say you spend a dollar on a drug, well, of course, more like $100 on the drug, we spend 20% more treating the side effects of the drug. So if you spend $100 for a drug, you're going to spend $120 over the next short period of time dealing with the side effects of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, properly prescribed medications are the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. As I said, properly prescribed. I'm not talking about medical errors. Okay. Now, I want to be real clear here. I'm not anti-drug, but I am anti the idea that a drug is a solution to most of the healthcare problems we have today.
Yeah, and that's such a key point. I mean, I am not anti-drug either, and you said it beautifully at the beginning of the show. What, you know, traditional medical model is doing miraculous things. There's nothing to say that everybody should be, you know, only treated with nutrition and herbs and vitamins, but we've come so skewed. And, you know, I feel like naturopathic doctors and doctors that are doing integrative medicine really kind of bridge that gap of looking at people from an individualized perspective, looking at the preventative side of things, helping to figure out what's really causing a problem and addressing it and giving people the tools to prevent the issues from happening and work with it more naturally, bridging that gap all the way to just waiting until somebody's completely sick and prescribing the medication. So, you know, I mean, why is this so complex managing people's individual needs, because that's really what it comes down to, Dr. Prizorno, right? I mean, you know, physicians don't have a huge amount of time with each patient. These issues are incredibly complex and complicated. What makes up the major complexity of managing health?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's really complex to do it right. So if we think of our bodies as, you might say, biochemical machines, that means that there's enzymes in the body that move molecules around, and they enzymes produce energy, and they make our muscles work, and they build our bones, and they make our skin. I mean, all this is about enzymes. Well, there are about 4,000 enzymes in the body. And when we're unhealthy, it's because the enzymes aren't working properly. Now, the enzymes can be not working properly because of genetics, or they can not be working properly because they need a nutrient, or they may not be working properly because there's an environmental toxin a person is exposed to that's poisoning the enzyme. So when we look at the number of molecules in the body, there are about 4,000 molecules in the body. Some of those molecules are good for us, like vitamin C. Some of them are bad for us, like lead. And so we start thinking about 4,000 enzymes, 4,000 molecules in the body. There are about 175 environmental toxins that are at high enough levels that they actually poison humans today. There are about 250 chemicals in our environment that we call nutrients, like vitamins and minerals and fiber and carotenoids. There are about 250 of these known to be important for our body to work properly. And then you add to it to be about 2 million genetic polymorphisms that change how we make up our enzymes, you now realize this is an incredibly complex problem.
Mm-hmm.
And a clinician, no matter how smart they are, whether a medical doctor, an naturopathic doctor, or a chiropractor, or whatever flavor of physician we're looking at, you can't keep it all in mind. You can't understand how all those things interact with each other. You can't keep up with all the latest research that updates our understanding of these factors. And that's why I became interested in the use of artificial intelligence to be an aid to both doctors and consumers to better understand how their body's working or not working, why it's not working properly, and what to do about it.
Hmm. All right. So what's your vision for the future of health, and how do we even go about fixing this problem?
Well, I think we have to go back to the idea that each person is their own best doctor. But now, while that's easy to say, it's hard to do. So in my dream of the future of healthcare, every person would have their own textbook of medicine. So right now we have textbook of medicine. I wrote one of them, okay? It's 2,000 pages long, but it's a generic textbook of medicine. How about a textbook of medicine which is about that unique individual, how their enzymes are working, what chemicals they need more of or need less of, what can they do to make their body work optimally to prevent unnecessary aging? So this own personalized assessment of each person based on our best understanding of current medical research.
Mm. That would certainly sound like a very ideal way to start approaching health, at least, you know, to start. There may be other things that need to be introduced, and but certainly having that perspective, having sort of a blueprint of what your individual issues are, everything from your enzymes and your genetic polymorphisms and your nutrient deficiencies or toxic exposures, would certainly be a great place to start in putting all of the other methods that we have for supporting health and all the other methods of healthcare into perspective and putting it into line so we know which ones to choose and when. It certainly sounds like an ideal situation. So
yeah.
When we come back from the break, because we're going to have to take a quick break, Dr. Prizorno, I'd love for you to start talking about some of the foundational elements for creating health, some of the things that you've learned of and know of through your extensive clinical and research experience. And then we'll start introducing some of the aspects of this amazing tool that you introduced, the Salugenics Artificial Intelligence IQU Health tool that people can start getting their own blueprint of their health, customized and individualized. It is one of the most detailed, incredibly researched tools I have ever seen, and it is incredibly powerful. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so please make sure to tune in every single week. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, who is one of the leaders, founding fathers, and innovators in the world of natural medicine. He has served in both the naturopathic and alternative medicine side of the coin, and also has played a role in shaping how medicine is delivered in this country by working with the Medicare Coverage Advisory Committee. He's served on the White House Committee on Complementary and Alternative Medicine. He's worked with the NIH. He's really helped bridge the gap between alternative medicine and the conventional medical field, mainly because of his intensive attention to research and evidence-based use of any type of therapy, whether it be natural or conventional. Now, in the first segment, Dr. Pizzorno, we were talking about some of the big issues that's going on with our healthcare system, and not really in any way trying to be super critical of any particular form of medicine, just looking at the big picture of how so many people are suffering with chronic disease, and we're really not equipped in our current healthcare setting to take into account the individual reasons why somebody ends up with a chronic disease, and therefore people end up on drug therapy, people end up with these sort of shortcuts to managing a condition. And what you talked about in your statistics are that these shortcuts lead to many other problems. The fourth leading cause of death in the United States is from properly prescribed medications. We spend about 20% of cost of a medication on dealing with the side effects of a medication. So there are real concerns here. And what we want to do is come up with a solution. And Dr. Pizzorno, I know you've invested a huge amount of time in developing basically an artificial intelligence type of platform that helps people to understand what's going on with their individual blueprint of their body based on these things that you talked about, like the fact there's 4,000 enzymes in our body and 4,000 molecules and 175 known toxins that poison our enzymes and 2 million genetic polymorphisms and all of these different factors. So what we want to talk about here is, you know, is there currently any type of artificial intelligence engine that's available to consumers or doctors, like the IQU system, like you developed, that we're going to talk about, and you know, how are they different from what you've created? And maybe you should tell a little bit of a story just quickly about what drove you, and we've already touched upon it, to develop an artificial intelligence model where we can really get this blueprint.
So, you know, you ask a number, I think, of really important questions. And let's kind of back up a bit and start with the foundations of health. So there's no substitute for eating a healthy diet. You need to eat real foods, organically grown preferably, and properly prepared. That's the foundation. You need to avoid environmental toxins. That's the foundation as well. You need to get enough rest, and you need to have stress reduction. You need to have a quality, a social life. There are many things we all know are necessary for health. But by themselves, particularly in our modern polluted environment, they're not enough. We start looking at food. Well, if you look at, for example, the nutritional density of food, we have about 50% fewer nutrients in foods now as compared to 50 years ago. So right there, just eating food is not going to be enough. You need to supplement that with vitamins. But another problem is that we have a high level of contamination of toxins in our foods. So foods are high in pesticides. Well, these pesticides, when you look at the children with the highest level of pesticides versus those with the lowest, they have twice the incidence of ADHD. So we also realize now, well, we also have to help the body get toxins out more efficiently. So when we start looking at all these various factors, we recognize that not only is our food less nutritious and the environment more toxic, but we also then have the biochemical uniqueness of each individual in terms of how their enzymes work. So for one person, for example, looking at vitamin D might at 100, let's say 400 units or even 1,000 units a day may be plenty. But somebody has a vitamin D receptor site deficit, which is about 10% of the population. They need more like 10,000 units of vitamin D a day if they're not getting sun in order to get enough vitamin D into the body to absorb the nutrients they need, like particularly calcium, to build their bone and promote their health. So we start looking at all these individual factors. We realize it's really quite complex, and that's why I found that artificial intelligence is so useful, because it can look at all these factors, prioritize where there's a problem, and then give guidance on how to normalize things and get health restored and make health optimal.
Yeah, it's a really great idea. So, I mean, we'll get into the specifics of IQU here in a minute, which is the artificial intelligence program that you've developed. But I'd like to learn more about how you've helped move holistic and now functional medicine to the forefront of providing sort of that combination of best preventative and sick care. It's an approach that I use in my practice, but if you can kind of share a little bit more about that, it's kind of what I was touching on earlier, I think, about how integrative medicine really sort of bridges that gap in care that is sort of left a big void right now.
Yes. So that's been my vision for a very long time now. When I founded Bastyr University back in 1978, was with the idea of science-based natural medicine. It was not with the idea of alternative medicine. So I don't like the term alternative medicine. Alternative means one or the other. What I think is the best in medicine is collaborative or integrative medicine, where we use the best of conventional medicine and we use the best of natural medicine together. So I worked a long time working to help make this happen. Now that I found Bastyr University, I'm also one of the founders of the Institute for Functional Medicine, where we developed educational programs for doctors of all fields, although mostly medical doctors, to teach them about nutritional medicine and about environmental medicine. I'm the editor-in-chief of Integrative Medicine, a clinician's journal. And that journal, if you look at our editorial board, is physicians of all perspectives working together to get the best information available for clinicians to how to treat their patients, not the disease, the patient. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. Conventional medicine is about treating disease. This medicine we're talking about, what I call the advanced medicine, the good medicine, is about treating people. And as you make people healthier, they have less disease risk, and disease they have will eventually go away as the body reestablishes its own normal functioning.
Yeah, it's absolutely, I think, the best philosophy, and it's so important to highlight that aspect of it not being alternative medicine. There's this idea that you either have to pick one or the other, and many people are polarized on either side. Many people feel that there's very little use and are very anti against what's going on in the conventional medical world, and people in the conventional medical world are very anti about what's going on in the more natural world. And really, when you bring the two worlds together, because that is the reality of what's going on, and both have huge, huge benefits to offer, you always, always, when you combine and put the patient first, you get the best outcomes. And that's really what we're driving towards and really what you've driven towards. So talk to me now, get to the point where you talked about how you began your work in developing artificial intelligence. It's such a weird term in a lot of ways. People think of robots and, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe you can sort of just talk about what it is, how you began your work in it, and describe how it's used in medicine currently.
Good. So there, right now, actually, most people don't realize there are about 70 artificial intelligence programs being used in conventional medicine today. So these programs are typically around a specific purpose, like interpreting what a lab test means, or checking for drug-drug interactions, or helping interpret the results of an X-ray, things of this nature. So relatively focused in nature. There are a few programs which are broader in nature, which look at helping medical doctors diagnose disease. And these programs have been shown to help improve the accuracy of a medical doctor's diagnosis. But they were all about diagnosing disease, not about diagnosing the person. So I started looking at the technology that had been developed for conventional medicine. I realized we could apply it to this more natural or functional medicine approach and use artificial intelligence technologies to understand the physiology of the person, which is where the disease eventually comes from. Disease isn't separate. It's when the body's not working properly. So when I started looking at how to do this, I realized there was basically two pathways. One's called rules-based artificial intelligence, and these are very simplistic. So they're things like, well, if you're smoking, stop smoking. If you're not exercising, get more exercise. Just very simple questions. When we started looking at the complexity of the human being, where you have a lot of uncertainty, they just don't hold up. So there's a more sophisticated form of artificial intelligence, which, by the way, has been used in conventional medicine to diagnose a disease, and it's called inference or what's called Bayesian artificial intelligence. What that does is it looks at probabilities. So if a particular piece of information is available about a person, you then look at how good that information is for predicting what a person needs. So sometimes that's very simple. So, for example, you do vitamin blood test for vitamin D levels, and it's low, you say, well, of course, that person needs more vitamin D. But a little less obvious is, what if a person has osteoporosis? Now, osteoporosis can be due to low vitamin D, or can be due to low calcium, or can be due to inadequate amount of vitamin K2 in the diet. So it turns out that osteoporosis presence by itself doesn't tell us exactly what's going on, but it gives us probabilities. And so it gives a probability there may be a vitamin D deficiency, or a probability there may be calcium deficiency. But then we look at what else we know about the person. So, for example, I'm in Seattle. Well, if you're in Seattle, where we have not so much sun exposure, well, we know that people who live in northern climes are more likely to have vitamin D deficiency than a person who lives in Southern California where they get a lot of sunshine. So we start looking at all the various parameters that we know about a person. We start building a picture. So our artificial intelligence system right now has 1,500 different parameters we can look at. Parameter being how much exercise do you get? Do you smoke? Do you eat fish every week? Do you eat food that's organically grown or conventionally grown? Do you have a lab test? Have you done the genetic test? So anyway, 1,500 different questions we can look at, and then we have 15,000 logic elements in our system that then interpret what we're told about that person. Then we can figure out what's going wrong, why it's going wrong, and what to do about it.
Wow. It's amazing because even the best clinician, you know, can't wrap their head around all of these different factors of every single patient all of the time, you know. So it's really interesting to sort of create that kind of blueprint. And I'm thinking as a clinician, to have somebody come to the table with that kind of information and to have sort of an artificial intelligence, you know, logic kind of help digest and break down and extrapolate the important points of all of those different factors would be such a valuable tool for any clinician in helping to manage somebody. So, whether people are doing it on their own or using it in conjunction with their doctors, it seems like such a great tool. So tell me, Dr. Pizzorno, are people currently using this tool? I know I mentioned in the beginning of the show a little bit, you've had about 20,000 people kind of go through it. Can you just briefly talk about that before we hit our next break?
Sure. So we've been working on this now for almost 14 years. And the good news is that we've now had about 20,000 people use our technology in corporate wellness environment. We have about 6 years of data now. And our largest client with 9,000 employees has now used it for 4 years. And the good news is that we track the people's health status. We give people a score from 0 to 1,000 on how healthy they are. then we tell them the three things they're doing that they should continue doing because they're making them most healthy, the three things that they're doing that make them least healthy and they need to change. But then we say, here's the three most important things you can do differently to make your health improve. Mm. And now we've talked to people over 4 years, and looking at exactly the same individual year by year, we found that people using our technology, their health score goes up and their disease risk goes down.
Mm.
So for the whole company, when we looked at people in the highest disease risk, these are the ones who account for typically about 70% of the healthcare costs, about 10% employee population. Over a three-year period of time, accounts for about 70% of the healthcare costs. We found that we decreased the number of people in that high-risk group by 50%.
Wow.
4 years of our program.
Wow, that's huge. And I guess really it's about the individualized side and then using a form of, giving feedback to somebody in a way that's digestible and manageable, not overwhelming people with huge amounts of data or huge amounts of responsibility right away, but breaking it down into, let's say, the three best things that you're doing for your health or the three things that you can change to give people obtainable goals in order to start making those changes, because a lot of times these things don't happen overnight. But to have a 50% reduction over the course of 4 years in the highest risk individuals definitely is a testament to, you know, the utility of the kind of data that this tool is pumping out. So if people want to learn more, I'm going to give the first plug. It's www.writethisdown.iqu, the letter I, the letter Q, and then youhealth.com. To get started, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking a little bit more about how this tool can help assist you just on your own and how it can assist physicians and other doctors and providers like myself. And so don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Pizzorno. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's Vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and today we've been talking with Joseph Pizzorno, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, one of the leaders and innovators in the world of natural medicine and science-based natural medicine. And he's here talking to us about this amazing tool that he's been developing with a huge amount of work and resources over the last 13 years. It is an artificial intelligence, basically a software program, I guess, is how I'm going to simplify it, Dr. Pizzorno. I hope that doesn't offend you. But basically, it's sort of a software program, an online tool that you can use to really understand the blueprint of your body and all of the different factors that can contribute to not just the fact that you have a disease, but why you have that disease. And this is everything from nutritional deficiencies, abnormalities on lab tests, your own genetic variation. So a huge amount of data has gone into this. So let's talk about Dr. Pizzorno. I mean, we have this software tool that we're referring to as artificial intelligence. It's called the IQU Health System. You can learn more about it by going to www.IQU. So that's the letter I, the letter Q, and then youhealth.com. How is this really going to assist the listeners, people who are listening on the show today, and even for myself, how is it going to assist providers like me?
So there's, might say there's two versions of our technology. Now, they both use the same underlying sophisticated artificial intelligence tool, but one version is for consumers and one version is for doctors. So for consumers, many of them are self-prescribing vitamins right now.
Sure.
It's often based on preliminary understanding of what they need and what's available, and it's often based on, you know, what's most popular any particular time. Now, that's not necessarily right or wrong, but it's not optimal. But sometimes it is wrong. And, for example, if a person's on prescription drugs, there are many natural health products they could take that could make the drug stop working or make it more toxic, or, if they're really smart, make the side effects of the drug less serious. When you start looking at that, it becomes quite complex, which is why consumers will find this of value. Now, for the doctor, it's a different story. Obviously, doctors have a high level of understanding, but in order to gather all the information the person needs, it takes a huge amount of time. And not only does it take a huge amount of time to gather all the information, but then you have to process it all, figure out what it means, and then come up with a plan. This is a tool to help the doctors, not to replace the doctor, but rather to help the doctor develop better insight into the patient, have more of that information gathered without the doctor having to do it themselves. And that leaves them more time for the doctor to interact with the patient and also more time to kind of think about what's going on and figure out what the most important insights are that will change that person's health in a very positive manner.
Yeah, I mean, as a clinician, certainly the more data you have about a person, I think the easier it is to make decisions. You know, I mean, it's one of the reasons why doctors are so apt to run laboratory examinations or to run diagnostic imaging or, you know, to run tests to try and understand what's going on with that person. This is just another way of looking at it that's taken into account factors that have never really been taken into account before. And they are truly, right, Dr. Pizzorno, the factors that underlie the individuality of your body, of your health, of your genetic expression, of the results of your toxic exposures over life, of the nutritional benefits or deficiencies of your diet, all of these small factors that people are getting more interested in, but there's really, at this current time, no tools or no standardized ways of assessing them.
Exactly. And again, you have to look at the whole picture. You can't just look at one piece. So, for example, I'm really excited to see companies making genetic testing available to people. We can't just look at genetics. You have to look at everything else about that person as well.
Right.
Because we have not only genetics, but we also have something called epigenetics.
Sure.
What that means is while a person may have a particular genetic susceptibility, well, they don't always manifest all those genes in the same way every time. It depends a lot on the person's environment, their lifestyle, the toxins they're exposed to, the nutritional deficiency excess they have. You have to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, there's always been this idea, and I've talked to, you know, many physicians about this extensively, particularly Dr. Joseph Lamb. And, you know, I mean, we always talk about how we always think of genetics as something that's incredibly static and you're born with what you're born with. And to an extent, that's true. But what we've learned over the last 10 or 15 years in this field of epigenetics is that the environment, your diet, nutrition, toxic exposure, all of these different factors play a huge role in the expression of your genetics.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the IQU system has been in development for 13 years. You've used it in corporate wellness for the past four. So it's really becoming a proven scientific system with impressive results on improving health. I mean, now Village Green is introducing it as a new customer version and a future physician component. And I also understand, you know, it's available now. So and people can learn more about it by going to www.iquhealth. It's the letter IQYOUhealth.com to read more about it. There you can click and get started. And it's basically a free health assessment and health tools that you can get. So, Dr. Pizzorna, how did you get involved with Village Green, and what part do they play in IQU?
I was really excited to learn about IQU about a year and a half ago. And the reason for that was I've been spent all these years developing this artificial intelligence system that then gives people advice on, you know, how to improve their health and also what nutrients they're deficient in and need more of. And so I give people a list of, you know, like 10 vitamins they need, or vitamins and herbs and minerals. But then they would have to go out in the health store and buy a dozen bottles of different things, which was not very convenient for people.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that Village Green had for several years now been doing custom supplements. Now, the custom supplements they've been doing have been by pharmacists making up the vitamins. So, well, that's great because you can now get something optimized for that person's needs, but it's also very, very expensive and not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can't have, you know, have a person making this up by hand for each individual, because it just takes too much time and money. So I then realized that we could collaborate with them to use our system to make the recommendations, but then we put together about 80 different unique formulas that our system then mixes and matches to meet the unique needs of each individual. So now we have a system which is both personalized but also scalable and also affordable. So it's a lot less expensive to use pre-designed, pre-manufactured supplements that work together, rather than having somebody have to make this up by hand every time.
Okay, so basically, I mean, what you're saying, how it works, you take us through sort of the user experience just briefly so people can get an idea of, you know, from the minute they sort of switch their computer on and log on to the www.iquhealth.com site and start going through to sort of the end result. What's the user experience like?
So one of the things we've worked hard to design into our system is to make it user-friendly and easy to use, but also to make available the depth that's needed for individuals. So I mentioned before, we have 1,500 different inputs. Well, nobody's going to want to sit in front of a computer screen and spend hours going through 1,500 questions.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done is we made it really smart. So we put together, so we asked some kind of basic foundational questions, and as the person answers those questions, our smart system then starts changing how we ask questions of them. So we ask questions like, well, what do you eat, or where do you live, or do you smoke cigarettes, and things like this. And as we start developing this picture about the person, then we can then start optimizing which questions to ask them. Well, we ask them what drugs they're taking. So this helps us understand what nutritional deficiencies are being induced by those drugs. So it's actually pretty simple. Person basically goes to the website with any browser, puts in information. And by the way, it's all HIPAA-controlled. All their information is private. Their passwords are owned. They can change it any time. We don't look at any individual's information. So don't worry about your secrecy, your personal privacy. So a person puts in the information in. And they can spend as much time putting information in or as little time as they want to. The more time they want to be engaged with the system and answer more questions, well, the system will allow them to do that. But once they've answered a certain number of questions that our artificial intelligence system is then confident, we can then start making recommendations for them.
Okay. And so what exactly do the recommendations start looking like? I mean, we've talked a little bit about some of the partnering with the Village Green and the custom supplements, which I want you to kind of explain, you know, a little bit more in regards to just the touch and the feel of it and what it actually looks like, because I think that's an important piece of it, all the way to what other resources are people going to get? I know it goes way beyond just take these different vitamins and herbs.
Exactly. So we give people quite a bit of information. So we tell them, for example, we give them a health score from 0 to 1,000 to tell them how healthy they are. So this is something they can now track over time to determine whether they're on the right path or not. Then we give them the risk of disease. So we tell them what the risk is of Alzheimer's disease or having a heart attack or if it's a woman getting breast cancer. And people want to know about the risk of disease.
And I imagine, I mean, is there a place where, I imagine the more time you spend with the system, obviously, the more accurate that kind of feedback is going to be. So are there places in the system where you could, let's say, enter what your last cholesterol levels were at your checkup?
Excellent. Exactly. So a person can put in their lab test. If they've had a genetic panel, they can put in all their genes. So it puts in all the information we have about that person and gives them a very, very accurate assessment of what's going on in their body using all the information that's available.
Wow. Okay, so then we get all that information in. We're getting feedback back about our risk for what, you know, what conditions or what diseases we may be susceptible to. What other tools are coming out of the system to help us? You talked about a little bit with the corporate example, three things you're doing well, three things that you could improve on, you know, or three things you're doing poorly, and three ideas of how to improve your health. Can you give some examples of what those recommendations look like? And then I know there's so many resources in the system. I want to make sure we kind of let people understand how detailed it really is.
Good. So I think it's important people realize that this system is a health promotion system. It's a unique health assessment and health recommendation system. So we recommend to people, we say, okay, here are your nutritional deficiencies. And now we're not saying go buy our vitamins. We say, okay, if you want to go buy some vitamins, here's what you need. Use our solution if you want to because it's convenient, but you don't have to. We then tell people, well, here's the food you should be eating more of. So, for example, we look at a person's nutritional deficiencies, and we say, okay, you have these four nutritional deficiencies, like maybe omega-3 fatty acids and magnesium. And we say, okay, here is a food that's rich in those nutrients. Eat more of this food. Well, of course, people don't just eat foods. They eat foods in recipes. So we then give people recipes. We're saying, okay, based on the total nutritional needs package that you have, here are the recipes that are very nutrient-dense that meet your unique nutritional needs. And we tell people about lifestyle changes they should be making. We look at how much exercise they're getting, not just aerobic exercise, but also strength training. If they're not getting enough, we, based on what we know about them, we can make recommendations on what kind of things they should do. Again, everything in our system is utterly unique for that person based on their special needs. Their, you know, what makes them unusual as a human being makes them unusual and unique as a biochemical entity.
Right. So you're getting really detailed information. You're not just getting, you need more of these nutrients, but we're also, you know, getting information. You can get these nutrients from supplements. You can get them from food, and here are some recipes that you can get for, I mean, how many recipes do you have in this, in the program?
Well,
a few?
We have about 200 recipes.
Yeah, that's great.
And what's special about these recipes was that they were all created by a world-class chef in conjunction with our Masters of Science nutritionists. So all the recipes, they look good. They taste good. They're easy to prepare. But more importantly, they're all prepared in a way which optimizes the availability of nutrients without damaging them. So most people think about, well, cabbage is really healthy for you. Well, cabbage is really healthy for you. And if you cook the cabbage for a few minutes, you get a lot more nutrients out of the cabbage. But if you cook the cabbage for 10 minutes, you wipe out a lot of the nutrients.
Right. So it's not just recipes. It's recipes with nutritional science actually behind it, you know, looking at how the food should be prepared, what nutrients are in each food. I mean, that's the kind of detail that's in this program. What I also want to kind of talk about is, you know, we're discussing this idea of you put this data and this information in, you answer these questions, and you get these recommendations of maybe you're deficient in omega-3s or maybe you're deficient in magnesium. You know, I mean, I want people to understand that the logic that the system is using is based all on research and science. Can you explain that piece of it, Dr. Pizzorno?
Great. I was hoping you'd ask. So I'm, like you, a true believer in the benefits of natural medicine for promoting people's health, and that's good. But when we give people advice, it should be based on science. So my team, in the development of this artificial intelligence tool, we looked at over 250,000 research citations, and 30,000 of those were of the quality that they put them into our artificial intelligence system. So I mentioned before we have 15,000 logic elements in our system. They're all based on research. And when we make a recommendation, you can actually click on the recommendation and look at the research we used to make that recommendation, and we even will give you the abstract from the research we used.
Wow. So that is a huge, huge amount of detail. I'm not quite sure that most people even care about that, but for somebody like myself, that is like the holy grail of, you know, making clinical decisions and guiding people and promoting their health and managing their problems, is to actually have that kind of data right at your fingertips, right behind the recommendations that you're making. I mean, what a phenomenal tool. So not only when you click on a recommendation, you get the research studies, but you guys also have included the abstracts. It's just so great. And I mean, I love that that piece is there, because the biggest issue that, you know, we hear about natural medicine is that it's not science-based. There's this idea that only conventional therapies have any basis in science. I mean, do we even want to start talking about the fallacies behind those comments, Dr. Pizzorno?
I'd be delighted to. People have been saying that for a long time, but I think, as I mentioned before, I've written 10 books, and one of those is called The Textbook of Natural Medicine, and that 2,000-page textbook has 10,000 references in it, showing that, indeed, there really is research behind the use of natural medicine to promote people's health and even reverse disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to have a tool that people can look at and actually see and understand that the science is behind the recommendations. It basically is bringing it on par in so many ways to what's going on in conventional medicine and what people are used to getting as far as what's behind the recommendations. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Bizzorno, I'd love to sort of wrap up this conversation, talk about a few exciting things like the 21-day kickstart, with the IQU program and some other really important part. I want you to talk a little bit more about the supplement side of things, and actually when the computer is making, or the software is making these recommendations, how we're customizing the supplements, because that's one of the really cool pieces that Village Green brought to it. And I know they did a lot of work to get a system in place to make the supplemental piece of it as easy and seamless as possible. So don't go anywhere, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been talking with Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, and we've been discussing 13 years of work that he's put himself into developing a artificial intelligence engine, a software platform that helps you understand the uniqueness of your own individual body and creates customized, personalized tools to help you promote your health and to help you address even disease states in your body. This is all based on scientific research regarding natural medicine, nutraceuticals, and nutritional science. The system is called IQU Health, and Village Green is rolling out a program with IQU Health. You can go to www.IQ, the letters IQ, and then YOU, health.com, IQUhealth.com, and you can actually use this tool for free. Isn't that right, Dr. Pizzorno?
That's correct. So we've made all this artificial intelligence available for people for free, and it's easy to use. The information we give to people is understandable, and the solutions we offer are convenient and cost-effective.
So give me an example. What's a convenient suggestion?
Well, for example, when we say to a person, here are five vitamins and six minerals and two herbs you need, they don't have to go out in the health store and buy a dozen bottles. We can say, buy a custom supplement solution, and we'll send them every month this little this box with these little packets in it, and in the packets are all the vitamins and such they need. So it's very, very convenient. You just open up the pack and take it, or worry about opening up a dozen bottles.
Right. That is so nice. So the box comes and there's these daily dose packs, and then they're basically customized. So if you needed, this two herbs and these minerals and vitamins, they put it together in these convenient dose packs, auto-ship it to you every month. So all you have to do, open the box, tear open your packet, take it, and those are the exact nutrients that are designed based on all of this data and all this information that you put in the system, correct? Unbelievably simple, unbelievably convenient. What a great tool. And that's where the Village Green came in, right? You partnered with them to help sort of deliver the customized supplements piece of it.
Exactly. So I look at my team as, you might say, science people. But I look at the Village Green people as providing for people the services that they need.
Right.
So it's really a great combination. So they have a great track record of providing good customer service, and now we provide those customers a solution that will help improve their health.
That's great. And then on top of that, even aside from the supplements, we talked about the convenience. If it says you need more of this nutrient and that nutrient, it's not going to also give you suggestions for what foods you can get them from, what foods you need to eat more of, what foods you eat should eat less of, and then with that, give you specific recipes on how to utilize and incorporate those foods into your diet and lifestyle.
Now, for those who would like to become a subscriber to our website, and you don't have to use the system, but those who subscribe get some benefits.
There's the free version, and then there's a version that where you can pay a monthly fee. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And those people get more services. So one service which we're really proud about is what we call our goal setting and tracking service. So we have 70 different goals a person can set. So they can set a goal saying they want to eat breakfast every morning. Most people don't realize that one of the primary causes of obesity is not eating breakfast. Okay, so there's just a lot of factors like this. So they may say, okay, remind me every day to eat breakfast. And then I'll tell you, did I eat breakfast or not? And then we can then track it over time. Mm. You can look at and say, okay, now I want to look at the last 6 months and look at which days I ate breakfast, which days I didn't. Or another one might be, well, I want to track my weight because I want to try to get my weight down. I'm going to eat healthy. And one way that shows that I'm eating healthy. And by the way, we're not a weight loss program. We're a healthy program. What happens if people eat healthily is that their weight tends to become more optimal. So they can say, well, I want to take my weight every day and see what happens over a period of time. Or they may say, well, I know I need to get more exercise. Remind me once a week, to at least once a week exercise. Or might say, well, I want to exercise every day. Remind me once a day to exercise. So anyway, there's 70 of these goals people can set. They'll get reminded, and then they can track how they're
doing. Are the reminders sent, what, via email, text? Do you call them personally?
No. Well, I guess we can charge a little extra for that service, but no. So right now they're all email, but one of the versions within the next few months will also have text messaging.
Text messaging.
We don't have that operational at this point.
So we'll say, eat your breakfast this morning, and it's a little reminder, or make sure you get your workout. It's funny. Those little things kind of sound like, oh, well, if I want to do something, I can do it. But all the research and all the data shows that when you give people a support system like that, even if they just have a buddy that they're going to the gym with, or they have somebody that they have to check in with, or somebody that's emailing, rates of compliance and rates of success for making lifestyle changes go through the roof compared to when those things aren't in place, correct?
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And that is, we're creatures of habit, and there's nothing really wrong with that, but the problem is that once a habit's there, it's actually pretty hard to change.
Very hard to change. Yep.
So this is a way of helping people develop habits they choose to have. And it's not like we want a person to overnight start becoming optimally healthy. What we want to do is put people on a pathway that over time their health incrementally improves. So that's what we saw in our large corporate wellness program. And we have 4 years of data showing people making small changes on a regular basis. After a 4-year period of time, huge changes in the health of that corporation.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, huge changes in a very short period of time often are things like diets and weight loss interventions. People put this huge effort and then they realize that it's just not sustainable. It's too different. But if you make small little incremental changes over a long period of time, it actually becomes your lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's not a big change. You're not just trying to do something for a small gain. It becomes what your habits are, what you do every day. That's how I became healthy. That's how most people who are healthy became that way and have good habits in their life. They didn't happen overnight. So, Dr. Joe, we do have to wrap up. Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, if people want to learn more, they can go to www.iquhealth. That's the letter I, the letter Q. Youhealth.com. Thank you again, Dr. Bizzorno, for spending time with us today.
Great talk with you. Thank you.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show. Dana Lake will be back next week. I'll be back the following week. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health. Until we talk next, take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWTFMHD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.